You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Wakey, wakey, up and at 'em. Morning, 4 minutes gone on your 6 o'clock for your Friday, Simo and Jordan.
Simo, happy Friday. Oh, it's going to be an interesting show today.
Yeah, get around it. You're all set for the weekend ahead? Bit of cricket?
Can't wait for the weekend ahead. Can't wait to have 2 days off. It's going to be wonderful.
Are you going to join a bit of a cricket spree over the weekend? Have you got a game on?
Uh-huh, yes. We'll be playing a little bit of croquet. How about you? Will you be playing cricket over the weekend?
Nah, mate. I'll let you do the business. Roll the arm over. Mm-hmm. Apparently, you're pretty good.
Oh, stuff of you. You make me blush.
This morning, today in tabloids to get through Snow Viver, we'll be back on Monday because it's not on the tellies tonight, so I don't know what I'm going to do with my Friday evening. But I tell you what we're going to do right now. Friday flashback. I'm feeling it, Jordan.
Yeah.
Downtown, Macklemore. Shall we kick things off?
Like it.
All right, here it is. Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan, morning.
I went to the moped.
Stereo girlfriend. Snow FM at breakfast. 5 minutes on the way to seven. Your new sport and weather to land.
Simo, today in tabloids, this one all thanks to Maccas. Let's find out what's happening in the world.
Today, Junior!
Today's the day!
Feeling it, we're feeling good, hey?
Meghan Markle, Prince Harry blocked from using the Sussex Royal brand by the Queen. We're discussing this yesterday, actually.
Oh, yeah, so yesterday they were trying to work out what to do, so they have officially blocked Prince Harry and Meghan Markle from using the Royal Tags, whatever you call it, the royal brand.
Yeah, so they applied for that trademark last year, the Sussex Royal. Mm-hmm. They launched their own Instagram account, which now has 11.2 million followers.
Mm-hmm.
And in January, they had their spiffy new website, sussexroyal.com, which had all the royal journos in a bit of a fluff, a bit of a
spin.
Yeah, so there'll be a few calls to their digital team, I think.
So they're now officially no more royal, not at all.
Yeah, so the I mean, the nerds will be up late dealing with all of the digital outfall. Three of George Columbaris' failed restaurants aren't going to shut down, Jordan.
Oh, really? So do they have new owners?
Yes, indeed. Been sold off there, the ones in Melbourne. So the former MasterChef judge, he's handed his restaurant empire to administrators, dropping patronage following the underpaid $7.8 million, which broke in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's forced him to shut most of the things down.
Oh, it's good that a new owner has been found, so hopefully all the staff that would have been out of a job can still stay in a job and the restaurant stays open, everyone gets paid, everyone gets happy.
Justin Bieber claims he'd beat Tom Cruise in a fight. Now, this was old news.
Oh, yeah, this was months ago.
Yes, but he's since likened himself to UFC star Conor McGregor also. He'd been tweeting those over the last
so
6 months.
So Biebs has gone up from Tom Cruise to Conor McGregor.
So what he's come out and said now is the 25-year-old singer, the Biebs himself, has mentioned that, well, the challenge to the 57-year-old Hollywood actor to a fist fight, he now thinks that was a bit of a ridiculous idea. He didn't know what he was doing.
Only now he thinks it's ridiculous.
Hey, hindsight's a beautiful thing.
Yes, only now. So what, has he challenged Conor McGregor, or is he just likening himself the Irish UFC fight?
I think it gets a mention because he was tweeting about that as well around the same time.
He's thinking
of fighting Tom Cruise. Man plows ute into Melbourne police station.
Ooh.
So a witness identified only as Danny has saw, apparently, here it is, direct quote. A person has driven a Ford Ranger at the police station, tried to charge at the police and driven it right into the building.
Is everyone okay?
Everyone's fine, apparently, apart from the guy that drove the Ranger into the police station. He's in a bit of strife
He's in trouble.
Yeah.
I can see the police having issue with just casually driving through their front door.
Yeah, you can't do that. But I mean,
yes, that's one of many things that you can't do. Not just because it's a police station. You can't just drive into any building.
That's exactly right.
Unless it's perhaps a garage and the door is up.
This one, breaking in regards to Australia extending the China travel ban. We'll hear about that in the news headlines as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going for another week through to February the 29th.
Alrighty.
And finally, some good news to finish off with. Four adorable lion cubs have been born at Monarto Safari Park, which is in regional South Australia.
Mm-hmm.
At this early stage, they're giving the new family complete privacy and only monitoring developments through a webcam in the den. So you can probably check that out online if you're keen.
I love how the descriptive words of lions change as they get older. Like, now they've just been born. They're adorable. Fast forward to a couple of years' time, and they're terrifying.
That is today in tabloids, all thanks to McDonald's. New 5 seconds of summer there, no shame on Snow FM breakfast. 24 minutes gone past 7 for your Friday.
And Simo, rejoice one and all, rejoice, okay. I tell ye. Simo, rejoice.
I am rejoicing.
I can see you, you're not rejoicing.
I am full of joy.
I command you to rejoice.
Hooray.
Thank you.
What have we got?
I don't actually know if that is what rejoicing is, but yep. Anyway, we'll move on. We are rejoicing because a brand new Guinness World Record has been broken. This one includes 3,753 small plastic flamingos.
Yeah, how big are they?
Oh, just kind of yay, but it's about 30 centimetres or so. So they're okay. not big at all.
All right, odd.
Which is handy for transporting them, because I imagine that would be a bit tricky. The record in question was broken in South Carolina in America.
Mm.
And it is the Guinness World Record for the longest line of plastic garden flamingos in a row.
Wow, okay.
I know, they've got records for everything. So 3,753 of these small pink birds were aligned in a row at the Phillip Island Golf and Beach Resort. They teamed up with a breast cancer charity to kind of raise awareness, which is a fantastic thing to do. This line stretched almost 1.5 kilometres.
It's a lot of... That's a big setup.
It's a big setup and a big pack down.
Yeah.
Just kind of for the setting up, everyone's excited. Come on, guys, let's do it. We're going to break the record. Let's do it. Woo, we've done it. All right, I'm going to go home. You guys can just clean up.
They're not like chairs because they wouldn't stack easily on top of each other. Like, how do you stack a flamingo on top of another?
It's one of life's big mysteries.
It's not easy, I assume.
Mm-hmm. 1.472 kilometres is the official length.
Okay.
3,753 plastic flamingos. Like I said, that was how many we used.
Hmm.
This smashed the previous world record, which was 2,253 flamingos.
Someone had a crack at this previously.
Yeah. But this is a proper record. So 2,253 flamingos we used previously. I just love the fact that whoever's done that 2,253 flamingos, they're kind of there thinking. I reckon they'd get a bit smug.
Yeah.
Because they're going, you know what, guys? Let's just crack the champagne. We got this. No one's ever going to break this record. It's so obscure. It's kind of weird. No one's ever going to break this. I just imagine them opening the newspaper this morning and going, get the flamingos out.
There is one guy, I think, floating around in those Guinness World Record books where he actually targets the odd, like, records, like, to become... He's like the Guinness World Record holder for the most Guinness World Records.
Mm-hmm.
So he's always targeting, like, the most odd ones that he can find. So, like, watermelons chopped in under 30 seconds on your belly and things like that.
Watermelons chopped on your stomach, on your belly. If you get that wrong and you accidentally push too hard, I can imagine there being issues with slicing your stomach open. So maybe we don't recommend... Look, if you want to break one of those records, just practice first, make sure you know what you're doing. Just stick to one of the flamingo-based ones, I'd say.
Here is the flavour text on... I looked up what is the benefit of owning a Guinness World Record.
Mm-hmm.
To demonstrate the internal energy development through the Guinness book, it is one of the highest forms of authentication. So if you got one, there's, you know, no one can ever really take that away from you until they can.
Is authentication a word?
It is now. Ultimately, the benefits of being a Guinness record holder is self-satisfaction. I was hoping there'd be some money or something in it for you.
Money would be nice.
No, it's just self-satisfaction.
Well, big congratulations to the people who assembled 3,753 plastic flamingos.
Yeah.
And just imagine as well, if you happened to be staying at this particular resort and didn't know it was on, just woke up, opened your curtains, and thought, what have I missed here?
There's something that's gone down. NOTD, Bo Miller as well. I Want to Know, Snow FM, Breakfast, Simo and Jordan. And Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Isuzu Ute.
And Simo, the royal drama, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle leaving the royal family, all because they wanted to have a normal life.
Yes, normal with quotation marks, because they have a house in Canada. They still have like that, what is it, that cottage in Kensington Gardens?
They've got a lot of houses.
And then they bought something in LA, Los Angeles, as well.
Also, the reason I bring that up is because there is an air hostess that is apparently getting constantly recognised. People are thinking that this air hostess is Meghan Markle, that the actual royals, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, are taking their "we just want a normal life" too seriously, and Meghan Markle's now got a job as an air hostess.
Yeah, what do they think? That things have got that bad that she has to pick up a bit of extra cash as an air hostess?
Apparently, they must head on over to Snowfam Instagram story if you want to check out the pictures. Admittedly, yes, she does look quite like, you know, I can see how they get confused. But, I mean, I don't want to, you know.
It's the likelihood of it, right?
What's the likely? I mean, if you're actually there thinking, oh my God, that's Meghan Markle doing the safety demonstration. Like, I'm sorry, but you're an idiot.
It's low oxygen, high altitude, does things to the brain. So maybe lookalikes are more common up there.
But I do want to talk celebrity lookalikes, because just randomly, nothing to do with this, but we were just having a chat as we had coffee about what our celebrity lookalikes are a couple of days ago.
I think you shouted one at me as we were walking.
I did suggest one at you. But firstly, for me, so I've got a celebrity lookalike. Do you know who it is?
Whitehall.
Jack Whitehall.
That's the one.
He's a UK comedian. He hosted the Brit Awards just the other day.
Yeah.
He's quite famous over in England, not so much here.
Yeah.
But I remember a couple of years ago I was in England just on holiday. I was just in a cafe, just kind of waiting to order, and the waitress walked past just with a tray of drinks, saw me out the corner of her eye, thought, oh my God, is that Jack Whitehall? She was obviously a big fan. Her knees buckled.
Yeah.
She just fell to the ground. Tray of drinks went everywhere. Got up in a jittering heap and said nervously, "Ah, are you Jack Whitehall?" And I had to say no.
You had to say no?
Well, like, if you've ever seen him, he's quite posh in English and this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And me, yeah, just saying, g'day.
Yeah, with a big, thick Aussie accent.
Although I would have given it away.
People's knees would buckle for a different reason.
Oh, stop it, you. But your celebrity lookalike is a bit interesting.
Yeah.
Well, head on over against Snow FM Instagram story if you want to vote for which celebrity do you reckon looks like Simo. You've got one that you suggested to me the other day.
Yes.
And then I came back at you with another one. Who was your one?
I think it went the other way around. It was you suggested one, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's fair.
Okay, okay.
And then I was like, well, doesn't that person also get mistaken for this person? So the one that Jordan, which, I mean, I think is fair. Apparently, I look a little bit like this one.
And I've met one or two people who really are allergic to everything. Have you ever met people like that? They're just allergic to everything. And then they get mad that I don't invite them over. But their plastic bubbles will not fit through the door when they're...
Ellen DeGeneres. Apparently, I got a bit of a vibe.
Do have a bit of an Ellen vibe.
Classic.
Kind of going for you.
Yeah, right.
Head on over to Snow from Instagram story if you want. If you think Simo looks like Ellen or the other name.
How much is Ellen worth?
How much is what? Are you looking at how much is Ellen worth, or how much is Ellen impersonators worth? If you can do a bit of a side hustle.
Well, you never know. Like a bit of a hustle there, and make people think that I'm her. Maybe switch bank accounts. All right. So she's currently worth $450 million, Jordan.
Not bad. What about you? And your other celebrity lookalike who you mentioned.
I mean, I'd be happy with 10% of $450 million.
Well, so your other celebrity lookalike who you think who you mentioned also would be worth a fair bit of that.
Yeah.
Do you remember who that was?
Leo DiCaprio.
A young Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. Think Titanic.
It really makes you sound like a real piece of work. It's like, oh yeah, yeah, no, I'd look a bit like Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
So does everyone in a pub after like 9 p.m.
That is a good point. So, Simo, you're either a young Leonardo DiCaprio or current Ellen DeGeneres. Head on over to Snow FM Instagram story. Vote for which one you reckon Simo looks like most. Going, how much is Leo worth?
Geez, Leo's only worth half of what Ellen's cranking.
So, hang on. So, you need two Leos to make an Ellen.
Yeah.
That's a weird sentence to say.
The Ocean, Mike Perry, Shy Martin as well. Snow FM Breakfast on the way to 8 o'clock news, sport and weather. Simo and Jordan right here with you talking the selfie game. Is yours pretty strong?
My selfie game is strong.
Yeah, so
if I don't mind saying so myself.
Do you still feel like the selfie idea of taking them is on the rise? Do you think it's on the decline? Like, is it so 2017?
I feel it's plateaued.
Oh, really?
I kind of feel the kind of funness, I guess, of taking a selfie as, you know, kind of when they first came in, it's like, oh, God, let's take a selfie, you guys. Let's do it. Now it's just like a common way of taking a photo, if
so
that makes sense.
Lost the novelty.
You lost the novelty. But people have realised, oh, this is actually quite handy if I'm on holiday and I've got, like, the Great Pyramids of Giza behind me. Smile. Job done.
Because now there's all these studies coming out about what selfie culture has done to us as a, you know, a
really?
Culture. Yeah, for sure. I mean, because there's always, you know, those programs out now. It's like, be careful where you're taking your selfies because people are injuring themselves and stuff. And now, apparently, selfie is causing a different kind of damage.
Let me take a selfie.
Head lice, the itchy nuisance. Apparently, experts say the rise of selfie culture is contributing to more nits reaching adults.
Okay.
Yeah.
So head lice, they're like little bugs, little things that get in your hair.
That's right.
Are they taking a selfie, the little lice?
No, they're not crawling out of your screens. What's happening is you're taking a selfie.
No, but do know, are the bugs like constantly taking selfies? It's like, oh, look, I'm on this guy's head. Come and join.
I don't think Apple have reached the bug market yet.
Well, they should. That's a market to tap into.
It's very lucrative because there's a lot of them.
There's millions.
So,
and there's so many.
Good luck with that. No, it's more the case of you and your mates all taking a photo together on a night out, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order to get everyone in the photo, you all have to cram in together, so there's potentially some hair on hair contact.
Oh,
which
I
means
see.
If one person, if one person's a carrier,
yeah,
then all of a sudden you're all cranking the lice just for getting that gorgeous looking selfie.
I see, and so because of selfies, we are all now getting more head lice.
Yep. Apparently, there was a study done in 2017 that said if you're using a smartphone or a tablet, you are twice as likely to get head lice than those who don't.
Okay.
And there's another study done involving 200 kids, which revealed 62% of those who used gadgets caught head lice in the past 5 years.
Have you ever had head lice, Simo?
Yes. Did you ever do the thing? Everyone's had it.
I think everyone's. It's like chicken pox.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has.
How did you deal with it? Did you get the head shaved? Did you struggle through? Or did you get the powder? Or did you have like a solution?
No, I remember when I had it, we had a shampoo solution.
Nice.
That would absolutely stink.
Yeah.
And we'd be sitting in the bath, like this was maybe when I was 6 or 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
With that in your hair for like half an hour.
Mm.
And then I remember my mum going through it with like a really fine comb.
That's right, yeah.
And kind of as she went through her hair, you kind of look at it and all these bugs things
coming out.
are
really
on the comb.
Really cool now that you think about it.
I mean, yes, it is cool. Disgusting as well.
Did the whole family have to go through it at the same time? Like, did everyone get the treatment just to make sure it was?
I think I remember me and my brother getting the treatment.
Yeah, so it was.
If memory serves me right.
Same thing. All myself, like one of three. All three of us got it done same time.
Actually, now you mentioned it, I've just started to randomly itch my head.
That's what it does to you. That's theater of the mind. That's the mental game, Jordan.
Simo, come here. Let's take a selfie.
Nah, I'm good, man.
How good's that?
Baby, how you feeling?
How good is that?
You never know until you know.
You never know until you know. And Simo, we don't know. We've got a couple of conundrums here that we're going to get through. We don't know what they are.
Nope.
So we hear them at the same time as you guys for the very first time. Then we have to try and work out whether they're a yes or a no, or how good they are, or whether they're bad. And you can play along too as well. 64572977. Give us a call if you want to play along.
Happens 20 minutes past 8 absolutely every single morning. Here is number 1.
Watching The Bachelor. 3, 2, 1, go.
No, not early on. Never the first episode.
Really?
Nah.
The first episode's the best.
Nah, never.
Okay, Simo, I think you know what my answer for this one will be.
Is it absolute hard yes?
Yes. I'm a yes, you are a no. I'm in love with The Bachelor. Did you not watch the first episodes of The Bachelors are the best? Because that's when we get to meet all the contestants and suss out which ones are the crazy ones.
Yeah, it's people waltzing through a door. For, like, how long does the first episode go for?
Okay, admittedly, yes, the first episode does drag on a bit.
It's effectively like WWE with suits.
Between you and me.
Yeah.
The finales normally drag on a little bit as well.
Yeah.
But it's brilliant. It's the first one. You have to watch the first one. Like, if it's like 3 or 4 weeks in, you can afford to skip one or two. But the first one, that's when you get to meet all the contestants. You get to meet the new bachelor or bachelorette, and you get to suss out which ones are the crazy ones and which ones you're going to go for.
It just kind of, it does really remind me, because you know how in WWE they have the walkout song? Like the one that they always, they have this big entrance. It kind of just reminds me of like a rom-com version of that.
It is, now you mentioned, and now I think about it, yeah, it is a big walk-on. And often nowadays they bring gifts for the bachelor or bachelorette to try and woo him or her.
Yeah.
And they don't always go according to plan. I remember last time someone brought out a pie.
Oh, yeah.
For the Bachelorette.
Yeah, and they always have a gimmick. Same thing as WWE. Mm. Same thing as the wrestlers.
At least I brought out a pie because he was from he made pies. That was his job or whatever. No, he's a baker. I think that's a technical term.
Okay, yeah.
And she said, I've got a pie for you. And she kind of looked at it and goes, oh, that's got meat in it. I'm vegetarian. I'm also allergic to the pastry. So it's like, that present couldn't have gone much worse.
Yeah, well, considering if he is a baker, it probably comes out of his pores as well. It probably, you know, all that pastry probably ekes out of his skin, the amount of bakery goods he's testing.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, you are what you eat.
Okay, well, I go to the bakery a lot, so...
Yes, you would have the same thing. You'd have the...
chicken pies are going to be coming out of my pores.
You'd get the pastry sweats.
The pastry sweats?
Yeah, mate.
What are you talking about? This is not a thing.
You are what you eat. But what would your gimmick be? How would you go about it if you were walking out?
Oh, if I was trying to woo the bachelor or bachelorette.
Yeah, or like, what was your, even WWE, if you were a wrestler, what would your gimmick be? It would be the same, I assume, for bachelor. Or if you want to go on the bachelor, you might as well apply to become a wrestler.
Well, just apply, just both. Hopefully, fingers crossed, you'll get one at least.
Correct, yeah.
No, I don't know what my gimmick would be.
50-50 shot.
I'd have to think about it. I definitely, now that you've mentioned that about the pause, I wouldn't go for a pie.
No.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I'd just go down, waltz down the red carpet and just woo her with my charm.
Oh, yeah?
Shall we say. Well, would you have a gimmick?
Yeah, I'd have like, I'd walk out to this song. Splat. What up, yo? Like, wear some of those, what are they, like, the sunglasses that, like, you can see your reflection in?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be out. I'd be the first one out.
But, yeah, I was going to say.
But I reckon my wrestling career would go better. But I'd mean, also be the first broken. I'm not that big.
Yeah, basically what we've learned from this is, Simo, don't apply to be on The Bachelor or a wrestler.
Yeah, fair call. Niall Horan, this is Slow Hands. JT, Justin Timberlake, bringing sexy back. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning on the Snowy's Hit Music Station. Gone 24 minutes into your 9 o'clock. And Sexy is back with a vengeance this morning.
Hey, Simo, you know me that I'm not a very... Well, I don't go to too many, you know, formal events.
No.
You know, a couple of weddings here and there, maybe once in a blue moon I might go, but very rarely.
Yeah, you dress for the couch.
Yes, that's a good point. Actually, that should be, you know how when you go into a clothes shop, they've got, like, menswear, swimwear, you know, pajamas, this sort of stuff. They should have clothes for the couch.
There you go, job done.
There you go, I've got to patent that. Well, Simo, yesterday you and I both did have to go to a formal function. Last night we went to an event, got to meet a lot of the clients that advertise here on the radio station. It was a fun night. Got to meet a lot of great people.
Now, what is it? Never judge a man by his shoes, because if you did, then some words would have been had between us two.
Yeah, you were wearing very shiny shoes.
Yep. And so was Maddie Ray from the workday, who's due in from 10.
I was wearing sneakers.
Yep, well done.
They still worked. My feet remained warm and enclosed.
Well, that's all you can ask for.
But Simo, there was, I did have a little bit of a minor disaster while I was getting ready for this formal function. It didn't have anything to do with the shoes.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't really...
But they were a disaster.
I mean, they were a disaster. Let's move on from the shoes. So yesterday, you'll know that I had like a little bit of a beard.
Yes.
And I thought before this formal function, you know, it was getting a bit messy.
Yeah, clean that up.
I just, yeah, trim it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got one of those, a lot of guys have nowadays, sort of an electric razor.
Yes.
Do you have one?
No.
Instead of kind of getting the shaving foam and like getting rid of it all.
Yeah, I'm blades, baby.
You get one of these electric razors and you kind of just go around your face. It only takes about 30 seconds.
Okay.
It doesn't get rid of it all, but it kind of gets it down to what, like a 5 o'clock shadow or so.
Yeah, it's like how when you do you ever use a ride-on lawnmower?
Don't use one of them on your face. No. Don't get the two confused.
But you can set how like high you want the grass level to be.
Exactly.
Similar principle on the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Just more careful.
So I was going around one side, just kind of cleaning it up a bit, and then I realized that I'd went a bit too far it was lopsided.
Oh, no.
So I thought, that's all right. We can just fix that. We'll just go the other side. I accidentally went a bit too far on that side and make it lopsided.
Oh, no.
Now it's looking ridiculous, so I'm like...
It all has to go.
I have to get rid of it all. So I'm like, that's all right. I've still got time before you have to go, so that's fine. So I started to get rid of it all.
Yeah.
Got rid of everything from kind of my right cheek, ear, kind of down underneath my chin, up to the left, and was just left with the moustache to go.
Yes, right.
Got rid of about half of it.
Yeah.
And that is when...
Oh, the batteries ran out.
The electric charger's batteries ran out. So I'm just standing there looking at myself in the mirror with half a moustache... Thinking,
even your couch would judge you if you sat down on it.
100%. I went and had a look to see if I can try and find the charger. Do you think I could?
Nope.
No, couldn't find it. I have no idea where it's gone. It's still gone. It's still vanished. I don't know where it is.
So how did you address this? You were fine when you rocked up.
Well, to add more, add more panic to the situation.
You didn't whip out a wax strip or anything, did you?
Work very kindly, because this function was a little, we had to travel a little bit, so they put on a bus to take us, which was nice. Now, all the emails said, all the people told me, I think you, when I asked you yesterday, what time the bus is leaving?
5:30.
5:30.
It was probably later than it...
For whatever reason, I had in my head that it was leaving at 6.
Good. Yeah, okay.
So everyone has told me it's leaving at 5:30. Emails say it's 5:30. Everyone says 5:30. For some reason in my head, I've got it leaving at 6. I'm looking at the clock now. I've got my half moustache here.
Yeah.
It's 5:29. I go, okay, well, look, it's fine, you know. I mean, it's a bit of an issue, this, but I've got a bit of time to find the charger and sort this out. That is when my phone rings.
Where are
someone
you?
From the office saying, where are you? The bus is about to leave.
Yes.
And they were very strict on this as well. We had to be here at 5:30.
Were you the last one on the bus?
I just made the bus. I had to run for it.
You were the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Holding everyone up.
So I've all right, I'm on my way. And I'm kind of panicking now because What do I do? What do I do?
It's awkward, yeah.
I don't know what to do.
What did you do?
Well... Now, don't judge me for this.
Nah, never any judgment. I support you 100%. What happened?
But do you have nail clippers or nail scissors at home that you use to trim up the nails?
Did that work?
It was my only option. It was either that or run to the kitchen and get a steak knife. So me in the mirror trying to get my shirt on, do my shoes as well, and at the same time with my nail scissors trimming the left side of my moustache to get rid of it all.
Yeah, right.
I kind of had a look in the mirror. I'm like... That is going to have to do. And ran out the door.
Reminds me of at school with the trimming situation. Once some, rogue hairs begin. There was a kid at school. His name was Dan. And he...
Sounds like a fake name.
He thought he would... No, his name was Dan.
What was his last name?
Very tall. Well, I shouldn't tell the guys, I haven't...
Just make up a name.
Okay. Dan. Right? And he... wanted to be cool, so he cut slits in his eyebrows, like a line, is what he wanted to do, because I think it must have been like a trend or something. Anyway.
Where did you go to school?
I don't know.
When was this a trend?
So he stuffed it up, and on one of his eyebrows, he's tried to do this cool thing, and then he's gone, oh, well, that's gone, shaved it off. You look pretty odd with one eyebrow.
So he has to get rid of the other one.
Yeah, rocks up to school, no eyebrows at all.
I tell you what, he should have just come to me. I would have fixed it with some nail scissors.
One Hit Wonder, Fleur East with Sax, the throwbacks on for your Flashback Friday. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
And Simo, if you've ever wanted to look a bit younger,
yep,
you have got the perfect solution,
I've got the answers, yeah. This guy's...
Well, hang on, you've got an answer.
He's got...
Whether it's the right one or not.
It's not so much my answers as this guy's claims. Man, 32, who drinks a glass of his own 2-week-old urine every day. He rubs it into his face as a moisturizer and claims it cures many things, including making him look years younger.
Okay, couple of things to unpack there. Number one, I love how the headline just says... Man.
Yes, that's right. I do have his name.
If you're admitting to this, you do not want your name in the headline. You don't want to be walking in the pub 2 weeks later and say, oh, aren't you the guy who... Oh, hello.
For once, it isn't Bear Grylls.
There you go. See that? It looks pretty horrible, but really nutritious and lots of good fluids in it.
Yes, nom noms. Drink up.
Okay, 2-week-old urine.
Yep, so his name's Harry. He began the practice 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
He drinks around 200 mils of aged urine up to a month old, topped up with fresh pee on the daily.
That is horrible. That is horrible. Why? Okay, 2-week-old urine. So, I mean, he has to be storing it somewhere. Yeah. It's a drink, so perhaps in the fridge. I hope he doesn't have, like, housemates.
Yeah.
He go, hey, Harry, do you mind if I have some of this lemonade? It's not lemonade.
Not lemonade.
Not lemonade, mate.
He claims to feel healthier, happier, and smarter and is mistaken for a man in his 20s.
How old is he? Is he actually in his 20s?
He's 32.
Oh, 32. Well, I mean, that's not a million miles away from your 20s. I mean, you can see people that kind of look older or younger than they are without having to drink your own urine.
Mahi massages aged urine into his skin in the morning and says it's the best anti-aging product out there.
I mean, I feel sorry for the person who has to stand next to him on the bus on the way into work.
He's also penned 2 books on aged urine therapy.
What? This is an actual thing. Oh, there's a picture of him drinking it out of a wine glass.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus,
I've got a quote from
weird.
Him here somewhere. Oh, here we go. On a daily basis, I try and drink small sips, usually around 50 mils to 100 mils. Can replace meals, and there are people I know now who fast on urine daily, be that fresh or aged. Nothing else for months on end.
All right, Simo, you know that I want to say this. I'm 100% committed to the show.
Yes.
And, like, whenever we get one of these food challenges, we'd like to kind
mate,
of give it a go.
We are not touching this with a 10-foot pole. Yeah.
Okay, so, like, earlier on in the week, we had a chip sandwich, chip burger. We made that. We gave it a go. With this one, may I 100% state right now, no chance.
No!
It is not happening. We'll more than happily let him do that.
Yeah.
In his own time, and I will not.
Mate, be all you can be. He finishes off by saying, to the end, I shall continue to promote aged urine therapy.
You can promote it as much as you want, mate.
And I'm more than happy to be known as the guy drinking pee.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.